Hello everybody, welcome to More Celebrity Facts with me, Leisha Lang. This week, I'm talking about the one and only Miley Cyrus. So here we go. Destiny Hope Cyrus was born on November 23rd, 1992 in Franklin, Tennessee to Latricia Tish Jean Cyrus and country singer Billy Ray Cyrus. Her name was obviously Destiny Hope Cyrus, but in 2008 she legally changed her name to Miley Cyrus. Cyrus auditioned for the Disney Channel television series Hannah Montana when she was just 13 years old. She auditioned for the role for the title's character's best friend, but she was called to audition to the lead role instead. Seeing her comical performance despite being denied the part at first because she was too small and too young for the role, she was later cast as the lead because of her singing and goofy acting abilities. The series premiered in March 2006 to the largest audience of a Disney Channel program and quickly ranked among the highest rating series on a basic cable. The success of the series led to Cyrus being labelled a teen idol. Miley signed a 4-album deal with Hollywood Records to distribute her non-Hannah Montana soundtrack music. She released the 2-disc album Hannah Montana 2, Meet Miley Cyrus, in June 2007. The disc was accredited as the second soundtrack by Hannah Montana, while the second disc served as Cyrus About the Studio album. Miley embarked on her highly successful Best of Both Worlds tour to promote its release. Ticketmaster official commented that there hadn't been a demand of this level of intensity since the Beatles or Elvis. The tour's success led to a theatrical release of the 3D concert film Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus Best of Both Worlds concert. While intentionally intended to be a limited release of the film's success led to a longer run. Miley went on to release her second studio album Breakout in June 2008 of that year. The album earned the highest first week sales of the career, thus of that became her third Billboard 200. Later, Cyrus later starred with John Travolta in the animated film Bolt in March 2009. Also in 2009, Miley released The Climb as a single from the soundtrack to the Hannah Montana feature film, and it was met with a warm critical and commercial reaction, becoming a crossover and hit both pop and country music formats. The soundtrack, which features a single, went on to become Miley's fourth entry for the Billboard 200 at the age of 16. She became the youngest artist in history to have 4 number one albums on the chart. She released her fourth soundtrack as Hannah Montana in July 2009, which debuted at number 2 on the Billboard 200. Miley also collaborated with producers Rock Mafia on their song Morning Sun, which was made available for free download online, and she previously appeared in the music video for their debut single, The Big Bang. In 2015, following the release of the 5th studio album, Miley resumed working on her 6th studio effort, and she was a key advisor during the 10th season of the reality singing competition The Voice. During the first quarter of 2019, Cyrus became quite noticeable for her cover songs, having already taken part in the MusicAir's Person of the Year in 2018, celebrating Fleetwood Mac, and she returned the year to honour the career of her godmother Dolly Parton by performing Island in the Stream, alongside Canadian singer and songwriter Shawn Mendes, who had also performed In My Blood a couple of days later at the 61st Grammy Awards. In August 14, 2020, Miley released the lead single for her 7th studio album Midnight Sky and confirmed of a cancellation of the EP that she is here and she is everything due to the major recent change in her life that did not fit the essence of the project, including her divorce from Hemsworth and the burning of the couple's house during the Woolsey fire in California. In late 2022, Miley and her longtime collaborator Michael Made It teased a new music to be released in 2023. Days later, during the second edition of Miley's New Year's Eve party, the singer's next lead single was Flowers, was announced, and it was released on January 13, 2023, and it debuted at number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, Global 200 and the Global XL US charts. Her 9th studio album, Something Beautiful, was released on the 30th of May 2025. Cyrus described it as a hypnotic and attempt to meditate somewhat a sick culture through music, and the album is a progressive pop and record centered around themes of healing. So now you know about Miley Cyrus. Honestly, she's one of the most amazing singers I've ever seen. Like, especially me and my sister, we grew up with her, era of Hannah Montana. She was my childhood, and I'd say my sister's teenagehood. So me and her grew up with that, and we also loved Hannah Montana the movie, and like The Climb is actually one of our favourite songs that we sing that together all the time, and it just brung back so many memories. Like, I love those days where I'd spend a lot of time with my big sister. But yeah, Hannah Montana will always have a special place in my heart, and of course Miley, and I will support her for many more years to come. And who knows what she might do in 2026, because she said she might have something planned for Hannah Montana, as it will be the 20th anniversary. So we'll have to wait and see what she might do there, won't we? But anyway, that is me gone for another week. So join me next week as I talk even more celebrity fun facts. So stay tuned, everybody. Take care and bye for now.